Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
RadioSafety.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is William Kuntz. Welcome back to the program. It's a busy day today, man. Busy week, busy life. Not complaining, but it is what it is. Been helping out Drew Garabo Live on Mondays and Tuesdays and, anywhere in between. So this is a long day for me. I'm not complaining. I'm not even going to bore you with it. But if you enjoy this program, if you like the Johnny B Show, I'll be on Drew Garabo Live on Mondays and Tuesdays. And sometimes they squeeze me in on a Thursday. Who knows? I'm happy to do it. Good hanging out with John Senning and helping out Drew during their times of need. There to do it. So anyway, listen. I feel like I've been talking for 8 hours, and I do have a great podcast for you this week. Anna's back, and I thought it was a really good one this week. So I'm not even gonna bore you with the details of it. I could just show it to you right now, or have you listen to it right now. And just a reminder, we do a live stream on YouTube on Wednesdays around anywhere between 5:30 and 6. So I'd please encourage you to go subscribe to that. Just search HMB Radio, all one word, on YouTube. And like the podcast, subscribe to it, enjoy it. And we'll listen to it right now. Thank you. All right, let's not keep him waiting any longer. Hello, welcome to the Homemade Broadcast live stream. 4:30. We skipped one, Anna.
We did, yes.
Which one is it?
Last week,
4:31, I'm going to say. That sounds right.
4:30. Oh, I thought you were trying to say April 31st. I'm like, that's not a date, but
no, 4:32. No, this is this is the 432nd episode. Usually I write it down and just didn't because why would I? Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Anna's here.
I am. She's in real time.
In the same freaking room. How about that?
I know,
tricks.
Feels good.
No wizardry, no witchcraft.
No, I like this a lot better. I prefer this, but, you know, usually I'm going to the jiu-jitsu, but I'm not going today.
Why?
Because I'm getting ready for a trip I'm going on tomorrow through the weekend, a long weekend, back Monday night. We're going to Denver.
Oh, I've never been? No. I've flown over Denver once, and it was very beautiful. I got to fly over the Rocky Mountains.
Yes.
And what I admired about it, it was in awe seeing it from that angle, number one, but also I just thought of the pioneers of the country coming to, you know, that when they headed west in the, you know, 1800s or 1700s, whenever that was, and then they just saw these mountains.
And they're like, and they must have been like,
so most of them were like, well, that's it.
We live here now.
This is where we live. And then other people went, no, I'm going through them damn
idiots.
Mountains.
Isn't that where the Donner Party met their fate? Somewhere around there?
I don't know.
I think they got caught in the Rocky Mountains. That's a lesson. Don't do it. Don't do it, Robert.
I'm not quite sure about that, but that they got gold. They got the gold rush that happened there. They got, there was riches to be found.
I think that was California was the end goal.
You got to get through the mountains.
No, surely, but I think the gold rush was, I'm just throwing out dates. I'm kind of crazy with dates. I want to say 1848, if any. That sounds like a date that's is
48,
the gold
49.
Rush.
Yeah, that sounds right.
1848. If anybody would like to fact check me, Bob Tuscan, you can be our Jamie, please.
There's a team called the San Francisco 49ers. They play in the NFL, and named after the gold rush.
No way.
49ers, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
I believe it, though.
Speaking of Bob Tuscan, he says, did your friend ever respond? And I don't know what he's alluding to there, Bob. If you could elaborate, I would appreciate that, because I don't know. If you're talking to me or Anna or both of us, maybe it was from a previous program, I'm assuming. What's the occasion for your trip?
I almost forgot. Like, I paused, and that wasn't even supposed to be a pregnant pause. I'm like, why am I going? I have a long weekend. There's got to be... Oh, yeah, it's my birthday. I forgot. And so did you. No, it's totally cool. I'm not really a birthday person. I mean, obviously I have a birthday, but I'm not like, it's my birthday week, month, year. I'm not that person. Last year I did a really cool thing with a bunch of friends, which was cool because I have a bunch of friends now. But this year I just want to do something a little bit more like low key, but also adventurous. So we're going hiking in the Rocky Mountains.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's the goal of the trip. So.
Bob says, your Colorado friend, are you going to go see your friend that lives in Colorado? That was from a few podcasts ago.
Yes, yeah, that was. I got a hold of both my contacts. I actually just spoke to one of them on my way over here just now. We're not staying in anybody's house. So I think that has, once I told the people, hey, we have a hotel, now I want to see you, then all of a sudden the responses started flowing in because they're like, oh, she's not trying to stay with us anymore. This is better. We can see her on our terms. So, yes, I got in contact with everybody I need to get in contact with, much to my detriment, actually, because now I've planned a trip where I've told all these people I'm coming. Now you have to see these people, you know, and we're there for a long weekend. But when you're trying to see a bunch of stuff, that kind of can kind of get in the way. And so I feel kind of bad because, you know, the boyfriend is, I want to go hiking and stuff. I'm like, yeah, me too. But I've told, what am I supposed to do with these people who are expecting me to hang out? So
can you invite them on the hike?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
They're either I don't want to say not athletic because hiker, I'm not trying to say you need to be athletic to go hiking. One of them is not interested in physical movement. And then the other one has a family with a child, two children under the age of 5.
Okay.
So that's just not happening.
You don't want that. It's not that they wouldn't want to go. You don't want to be around children.
Yes, correct, both. I don't need to bring a baby on board or anything like that. And it sounds like they don't want to go. But yeah, so what I've tried to do is merge the friends. They don't know each other. They're from different universes of parts of my life. One's from college. One's from Australia. But I'm like, let's all go out to dinner together. So now I see everybody at once, and then we're good.
I get that.
I can't be going to, you know, this one's house in Boulder and this one's house in Denver, and we're trying to go to the Rocky Mountains, which is an hour and a half away, and then it's too much.
Now, do you expect anybody to show up
at the
dinner?
No, there's reservations.
That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, I think it's somewhat, you know, solidified.
Are you going
to... Nothing's 100%, of course.
Are you going to follow up and touch base with people?
Oh, I have already, yes. Yes.
No. I mean, like, 24 hours in advance. Be like, hey, just so you know, I got reservations at this restaurant. You know,
well, I didn't make
you.
The reservation. So my friend made the reservation, so I think she's pretty locked in.
What about the other friends?
That was, like, maybe, but they're welcome to join. We don't know.
Okay,
but there's
they're not
definitely
coming.
I think they may come. I haven't seen this person in, like, 6 years, so
no
we'll
chance.
See. We'll see.
No
we'll
chance.
See.
My buddy Josh says to do the Manitou Springs Incline. When you're in Denver, you used to live in Colorado for a period of time. So if you want to, I'll take a note of that.
I appreciate the recommendation. We're probably not, I don't know where that is or where.
I think, I'm assuming it's in Denver.
Is it in Denver? I mean, Denver is kind of a big place and most of the hiking is like a little bit outside of Denver.
Well, yeah. I think he lived in, my buddy Josh was in the Army.
Okay.
And he spent some time, I believe, I don't know if he did basic training there or was stationed there for a period of time. So he's very familiar with the area. So I'm assuming it's within your parameter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying not to drive like 3 hours here, 2 hours there. There is a place called Cheyenne Mountain, which the boyfriend wants to see, but we can't see, which is, it's essentially a, I don't want to say like a nuclear... not a like a military base in a mountain. Like they dug miles and miles into a mountain. It's called like Socan Narcan. It's called something like that.
Oh, that's where they hide like all the real
bunkers.
Deal stuff.
Yeah.
The underground cities. Lizard people come out of the mountains to meet with the UN.
It's an entire city. Like they have like restaurants and it's all in like literally. You drive through a mountain and it's like a mile of a tunnel into the mountain. And then it's like this mountain city. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And if we go to war, you know, we get into a nuclear situation.
When
I think that the direction that it would actually come from that. Those are the headquarters.
Oh, good.
So NORAD. Thank you. I said Narcan. I was wrong. Narcan will bring you back from the dead if you've OD'd on opiates. But I meant NORAD is what I mean.
The Manitou Springs Incline, by the way, is 45 minutes south of Denver towards Colorado Springs.
We may head in that direction. We were going to a place called Estes Park, which I think is on the way to Rocky Mountain National Park. So we got a lot of things on the docket of things to look at. And Denver, I just want to see Denver, the city, also as well.
Yeah, before it's blown up by Putin and NATO, you definitely want to check that out because it's coming soon. These things are just bound to happen. I've been getting a lot of gifts at work. Do you get gifts at work from people who listen to your program?
Yes, I actually got one yesterday.
Now, what do you get? What's the best thing that you've received?
A dining room table.
Oh, my God. See, why can't I get these things?
And a new one, by the way, like out of the box, not someone's old dining room table, just so we're clear.
So,
I've gotten running shoes.
Oh, man, that's really good, too. What else?
I've gotten, like, Nike gift certificates. I got $100 cash from a listener who sent me a birthday present. I've gotten, like, chairs. I've gotten baking supplies. I've gotten a lot of cool stuff.
Well, that's great, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
The things that I'm getting are not as good as that. I mean, there have been some people who have been gracious enough to donate to HMBRadio.com, and that's great. But getting something sent in the mail and being able to open something is special. It really feels like, you know, the person put some time into it. And now with Amazon and stuff, you don't even have to. You know, I would be hesitant to open a box that had like handwriting on it from somebody because that's scary.
Yeah.
But most of these things come from an Amazon distribution house, and I feel safe opening these things. I went and checked the little cubby area at the radio station the other day. Everybody has their own cubby, not me, but everybody else has their own cubby.
You get it through Johnny, right?
Yeah, Johnny has his cubby, and I look in his cubby. He's got a toy in there. Something special.
Okay.
Waiting for him. And I sent him a picture. I go, hey, check it out. here's the package. And he's like, oh, cool. And he said, well, let's open it on air. And because he's at home, he does a show from home. So I go, okay. So I took it in and I go, hey, let's open this thing up, baby. And I open it up and it's a large pink apparatus that a woman could put in like a shower with a suction cup.
And, oh, yeah.
And, you know, use.
Shower dildo.
And I thought maybe it was a gift for his fiance, maybe like a wedding gift. And then he said, no, that couldn't possibly be because I believe his quote was, she has daddy for that, which is disturbing. And then I said, well, maybe it's for you. And he goes, I don't want that. And I go, are you sure you don't want this? And he said, I think so. No, he goes, yeah, I'm very sure. So I didn't know what to do with it. And I left it.
So where is it? It's here.
It's not
here.
Is it
in your shower? I bet it's in your shower.
It's not here. No, I didn't. I left it. I kind of got scolded for leaving it where I did because we got at the radio station, we got a brand new board. The studio's clean. They dusted everything. It looks phenomenal. It's
like
terrific.
It looks visibly different than it
Oh, yes. Before. Yeah, yeah. It's so much better. So I kind of just left it on top of the refrigerator that's in the studio because I don't want it. Johnny doesn't want it. And I thought maybe it would strike somebody's fancy that saw it in there. Yeah. And then they would be free to, you know, take it. And I guess Carmen from the morning show was kind of upset that I left it in the studio because we just cleaned everything up. But I was leaving it there as a gift.
Yes.
You know, maybe she would like it. I don't know.
I think maybe she would.
I'm happy to give it away. But I was helping out John Senning this week on DGL. And as I was walking into the studio a little earlier, I saw Monica. Miss Monica.
Yes, I know Monica.
From Roger and JP. And the first thing she said to me when I walked in was, hey, you got yourself a dildo there.
Nice.
And I said, yeah. And then I said something that was kind of scary for me to say because we do live in 2022, and I feel like it could be inappropriate. I didn't mean it to be inappropriate, but it could certainly be taken that way. I just said, you want that? And she said, yeah, I do. And I said, okay.
It's yours.
And yeah. I gave it to her, and I believe she took it home and is enjoying it. She's fascinating. Fascinating creature. She did call in, and we talked to her a little bit. She has one for every room in the house.
Like my dad had a TV for every room in the house.
My dad had a gun in every room of the house.
And Monica has a dildo.
She has an apparatus for every room in the house.
In arm's reach at all times.
Yeah, so...
in case she gets the urge.
She's going to, I believe, put it on her coffee table in her living room.
Nice.
She said there's a glass. Now, that concerned me because it's glass.
Yeah.
It's something that I gave her
mm-hmm.
from the Johnny B. show.
Yeah.
Do we have some sort of responsibility if things go awry with the glass?
No.
You know, if it breaks and she slices herself
no,
open?
No,
no. I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah. I think once you give someone the gift and they take it, it's now in their possession.
Well,
I mean, if you gave it to her, then I guess the person that gave it to you, they could also be, you know, held and, accountable.
And we're not exactly sure who that is. We don't have
sender?
A positive like confirmation on who the sender was. So that's a little scary. I also received a gift today in the mail. There's remember Claudia who works at the front desk at the radio station?
Yes, she's still there.
She's still there. Now she was kind of on hiatus with you know, COVID and everything. She said, "Hey, you have a package now." And I said, "Okay. You know, could you put it near the cubby area? I'll grab it." She goes, "Well, it's leaking." So I go, okay. I said, well, do you think it's perishable? And she says, I don't know. So I go, well, why don't you go ahead
and open it?
And open it. You have my permission. And if it's perishable, would you put it in the fridge for me? Because I don't go in on Wednesday nights. I do the show from here, and because we're on 10 to midnight on Wednesday, and she opened it up and sent me a picture, and it's all-purpose lubrication, a big jug of it.
Oh wow. And you don't know who that's from either. I imagine it's from the same person that sent the dildo.
I'm assuming so, but also I'm a little concerned that Claudia thinks I'm a pervert.
Oh, no, she knew that a long time ago. You are definitely a sexual deviant. Well, that was your reputation. I tried to hide it from you while I worked there, that a lot of people would ask me, and they're like, is Will a freak? I'm like, yeah, big time.
I mean, not wrong. it was an, I mean, it is a large container of all-purpose lubrication.
How big?
Like
a gallon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's more than I could ever use, I think. So I don't know. That's a little concerning. And while I think that's funny, it's also like, okay, well, that's going in the garbage.
Yeah, what a waste.
Now, the other thing I thought of is maybe I would leave it in the studio to see if anybody wanted it, a la the dildo.
I mean, people got upset about the dildo, which doesn't make a mess. I can only imagine how they would feel about lube, which is very, like, sticky, icky, adhesive-y. I feel like your coworkers would not appreciate said gift lying around in the new, clean, updated studio.
Yeah, I'm going to assume so. I did tag Carmen in a tweet. If she wants it, I'm happy to leave it in there. But I don't think she's probably going to want it. So that's unfortunate.
Call Monica.
Yeah, I mean, she's already got the toy, maybe complete package.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll do that and see if she wants it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I haven't been great about checking that, so we might be overwhelmed, but you can leave a voice and a text message there. If you want to join the chat, I put in a link. If you want to join in, I think, you might need headphones, though. Crap, we didn't prepare for that. I'll get you some if somebody wants to join in to talk to you. And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, I saw this article today in the New York Post, and I mentioned it to you as you walked in, and you go, I just read this.
It was actually pretty creepy that I just read it. And it's not like top news or anything. It's kind of like a buried, weird, living subpiece.
It's a fascinating tale because this is something I always speculated.
Sure, it's the same one. It's the blonde chick that's not that hot. Yep. That's her.
Yep.
I'm like, you're not that hot. That was my first. Go ahead and intro the.
This is something that I always suspected that women do on these dating apps, and I mean, I'm sure there's been stories about this before where, you know, a woman goes out on a date every night with a guy, and then they go to dinner.
And you think that this person is like a caricature of like someone that would be in a movie, in a rom-com, like the annoying friend that does this, but you don't really think that these people actually exist. You know, you think that maybe there's people that take advantage, but you don't think that there's people that are actually like this dedicated to the cause of, you know, dating and getting free food so that they don't have to, you know, provide for themselves.
And it made me think of the ethics and morality of this. Now, I always caution when I was doing the first dates, or I never did dinner. I mean, I don't have it like that where I can just like go. I can't even take myself out to dinner, you know, every night.
Oh, you mean like money wise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would even consider that.
You know, I went on 8 dates in the past before I had the boyfriend in the past, like, say, 14 months. And I did dinner one time. And there was like, it was kind of a reason for it because he had never had like Thai food. So like, whatever. But other than that, no, you don't do dinner. It's not the move. You want an easy escape, a drink, then you can have maybe one more and then you're done. And you can run away, which is usually what I would do after each date.
Yes. But you didn't go to dinner. You would go.
No, I would just go for, like, a drink.
A drink.
Yeah.
See, my move, and I think I told you about this before, is the Starbucks coffee shop. I used to do booze, but that could sneak up on you, too. Sometimes, you know, if you go to a bar and drink with somebody, it can be almost as much as a meal. So yeah. That's gotten me in trouble a few times. And I just feel like, you know, not that I'm super traditional or anything. I just feel like if I invite you, you know, on a meeting,
yeah,
that I should pay.
It's customary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not that, you know, if they offer, let me get the tip. Okay, great. That's fine. Or if they offer to split, I've taken them up on that.
You have? On first date? Now, is that dependent on if you're interested in them or not? Sure it is. No?
Come on.
If you think the girl's hot, you're trying to impress her.
Yeah, then it's no.
If you're like, this is a one and done deal, baby, I'm happy to go Dutch on this one.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think
that probably is right. But coffee shop is always the best. And then this is a real scumbag move on my end. But
I know exactly what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I would say, okay, let's meet at the Starbucks on 22nd Avenue. And I'll meet you there at 6 p.m. And they would say, okay. And I'd say, great. And when they would show up, I would already be there because I got there at 5:45.
I know.
And then I would get my coffee and be like, oh, when they would come up, I'd be like, oh, I was waiting. So I just grabbed mine. And then they go, okay, I'll go grab a coffee. I go, great.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Tremendous. Good. You should. And so that way I didn't have to buy anything. It was very low investment for me. The thing that I gambled was gasoline. And gasoline was cheap back then. And mm-hmm. It was the golden days. It was $2.25.
Nobody was
back
going
then.
Anywhere.
Oh, my God. So it was...
pandemic glory days.
It was great.
Of cheap gas.
Before that. Yeah, my gosh.
Mark Carr, what's up?
Yeah, Mark wanted me... I passed along the message, Mark. Mark says, what up, kids? Hello, Mark. I did pass along the message to
you
Anna.
You did, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So when I would get there early, have my coffee. They would go get their coffee.
You can't
then,
splurge $4.
No. No, I can't, honestly, I can't, frankly. But hmbradio.com/donate is there, by the way. I don't bring that up for any reason. But no, I can't. And also, I don't know if I, you know, why should I? This is a business meeting. The first one is all business. It's would I like to go on a date with you? It's a pre-date. It's not an event. It's not a fun. It's not supposed to be fun.
And again, about the, when you say why should I? I mean, that's really not the right question. It's like why would it benefit you to do it? So people are like, oh, this guy's a gentleman, and it helps your cause.
Listen, they don't.
You don't
know.
Have to do anything. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do things, but I'm saying if the goal is to, you know, date them or get them attracted to you or get them in bed even, then probably your best bet is to buy them a $3.50 coffee.
Listen, that comes on the second. Meeting the
but
first
they don't
date,
know
second
that.
Meeting.
They're like, this guy won't even buy
exactly.
me coffee. He's not going to buy me dinner.
Oh no! But then that's when, like I said, if I invite you out, then that's when I pick up the tab.
But this didn't you invite them out to the coffee thing?
Yeah, I did, and I see this is where I could get away with it because if you
early.
I got there early. I just saw, and it's just a coffee. What's right. Big deal? Right. You know, so you just do that, and then they don't know. They just think that you're like, oh, he's very punctual. They don't know that I'm cheap. They don't find that out till much later, okay? That's the deal. But I think those first meetings are very, it's like a business meeting with a Chinese company. Like, you go in buttoned up, and,
that's
you know,
every
you
first
have to
date.
You have to follow their customs. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm saying. You get that awkwardness of the first date out of the way pre-date. Pre-date first before you date. Date's the second date. See what I'm saying?
I what you're doing is just a low investment date. I wouldn't say it's a pre-date.
It is a pre-date.
It's
no,
a
you're
date.
Wrong. You're wrong. It's
you
pre-date.
You're trying to see if you want to bang this person and bag him as your girlfriend possibly. That's a date. There's romantic interest. That's in the inquiry.
No. I disagree. This is the logic. There is a logic behind this. It's pre-game warm-ups. It's getting
you go
to
on
meet
pre-dates
your,
with your guys, you with go, new boyfriends?
No.
Okay, just women that
just
you might
women.
Be attracted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
right,
the deal
that makes
was.
Sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you would go and do that. It was like a pre-game warm-up. You shake hands. You get to know each other a little bit.
A little slap
then,
on the A.
Hey, maybe if it goes well. There's been, in my time, you know, sometimes you pull something out. A Hail Mary at the last minute. Yeah,
oh,
literally
don't pull
and
that
figuratively.
Out.
And sometimes it happens, but that's what I would always do for my first dates. Get in there early, get your coffee, chat for a half an hour. Then if you like them, then you go on a date.
Okay.
That's what I always did. Now I had to caution some of my, friends because number one, when I saw this article, I thought of them because they're single,
men or women, your
men,
friends.
Oh, men, wow. Women, you're fine. Just don't bang the guys and you're okay. But men, I'm concerned about on these apps, really. I know it's weird, right? You go, oh, women are in danger. Okay. Yeah. And they are sometimes. Yes. Yes. And
you
got to be
safe.
Have
you met my roommate?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
recall
yeah.
an incident that happened a couple of
yes,
years ago.
Yes. Anna's roommate murdered another girlfriend.
No, not my roommate.
Not your roommate, but it could have been.
She dated someone who ended up killing somebody and then himself. So There are risks to be had. But, I understand. But go ahead. I understand. It's unusual.
It is unusual. Go ahead. I can't worry about everybody.
Right.
My
the
worry,
outliers. Yeah, right.
My worry goes to my immediate broskies right now. That's what I'm worried about because they're single, they're in their 30s, and they have money. They have money. That's where it scares
me. That's the ticket.
I talk to these guys, and they go, I'm taking this girl to Rococo, which if you live in St. Petersburg, Rococo is a very fancy steakhouse.
I believe I've been there to pick up Grand Prix tickets.
Yeah.
And it was fancy when there was no one there.
Yes.
It was very fancy, upscale.
I mean, you're going to spend $300 at best if you go on a date there. And they're taking these girls' first date.
So what? They have money, you said, so they can afford it. It's like buying a coffee for you.
But give it to me. I can spend the money
better.
Are you
going to, you know, give them a mouth hug or something?
No.
Well?
No.
Well?
But they're just, but neither are the women.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do, because guys talk to each other.
No, I don't.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yeah, oh, but they eventually they probably get to a point where that's happening for them on a regular basis. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing that. Please.
Well,
Please. May not be on the first date, but it may be on the second.
Maybe.
Of course,
but
maybe. There's always a chance.
No, not of course, maybe, but sometimes.
What do you, of course, maybe. Of course, it might happen. That's what happens.
Listen to me.
Wine, you dine, you bang.
Listen to me.
What?
I'm just telling you, I've had conversations with these men, and it's a lot of first dates. And then, yes, on occasion, they bag and bang one or two. Mm-hmm. It's like baseball. It's like, you know, taking swings at the plate, where if you have a 400 average, meaning 40%, mm-hmm. you're like an all-star.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what it's like. But you're talking, okay, so let's say you get 10, and then 4 out of 10 you're successful with, you know, you're talking, that's $1,500 right there in dinners, at least.
But these people have money to burn. They know what they're getting into.
Again, give it to me. I need it. I can spend it much better. Than these men can. Give me half.
But what can you provide for them other than the company that you provide for free?
Oh, I don't know. Joy, laughter,
you
my
do that
company.
For free. Why would someone pay you to
exactly.
do that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is I should be paid.
You should
that's
be charging people for your company.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. It's like only fans, only friends. I will be your friend,
wow,
but you have
friend.
To pay me. And there is this thing, this TikToker. They call her a TikToker temptress. She's known only as Hannah. She's going viral after announcing her network dating scheme in which she will have a revolving door of men treat her. And this is the kicker. Her and a group of friends to free drinks and dinners all this summer. And you pointed something out. And I'd like to note that you pointed it out and not me. So I'm not.
Can I
a,
repeat it?
I'm not a bastard. Yeah,
she's not that hot.
Not that hot.
That's
not
that was hot. The thing that I noticed first. If it was like this chick who was like a 9 or a 10, I would have been like, okay, I accept that. But she's like a 4.55.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe a 6 on her best day. I'm like, you can't be doing that to guys.
I mean,
that's not fair.
I'm looking at, I don't think this camera. It doesn't really focus that
you
well.
You can kind of see.
You can kind of see, though. I would say she's just, you know, that's just a
she's
normal
average.
Looking lady. But women have such a wide range where they can go. If they just get out of bed and they're a 6, then you know that they're amazing. You know that they're beautiful when they put makeup on and everything. So I think, I mean, there's another picture when she's all done up at one of her dinners.
Still not tremendous. Let me see it again.
She looks like an alien when I put it
up
on the webcam.
Yeah, it's not great.
She's a solid 7, I would say.
I think you're
5.5 to a 7 is her range. But certainly not enough where I would be treating not only, you know, not her, and then a group of friends showing up and buying the friends dinner. Now you're talking thousands of dollars.
Now, I've read it somewhat briskly, but of what I think she was trying to do was get a revolving door of men, obviously, on first dates and stuff. But then I'm assuming she thinks that these guys will be like, hey, there's this party at my friend's house. You should come. And then, like, she brings some friends. Or it's like, hey, we have bottle service at a club. and then she brings her friend. Like, I think that that's, I don't think it's going to be one guy with six chicks going to a dinner. I think it's more of the like, oh, I'm going on a date with a guy who owns a boat and he's going to invite me and my betches on the boat. Like, I'm thinking it's more along those lines.
But it said in the story that the men treat her and friends to dinner and drinks.
I mean, again, I don't think it was like a date type situation, maybe, but I think it was more of just because she kept saying talking about expanding her network. So that made me think, oh, she's going for guys that are, you know, throwing parties or are DJs or buying bottle service or have a boat, things where there's going to be a lot of people and she can extract a lot of free stuff for her and her friends.
Extract a lot of free stuff. And also, you know, there is an old saying, and I think the last time I heard it was on the TV show The Office, where Phyllis, I know you haven't watched this show.
I know Phyllis.
You know Phyllis, okay, kind of the homely looking.
Right, older
lady.
Yes.
She was giving advice to one of the younger people, and she said that you should order the most expensive thing on the menu when they go on this date. And then Stanley said, you'll have to put out if you do that.
One of the black guys.
Yeah, one of the head salesmen at the company. And Phyllis, and they go, oh my God, why would you say that? And Phyllis goes, oh yeah, you'll have to put out. Like, that's part of
Stanley.
The deal. No, Phyllis said it, that you'll have to put out. Yeah. So she agreed with Stanley.
Oh.
That part of the deal is that when you have these arrangements, when you get something, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So there's always something in return that you were expected to get. Now, I know it's 2022 and that's not appropriate anymore and you can't, just expect it, but I think it's kind of, I think a lot of these guys, and maybe they're older guys who, you know, don't care, and they think, well, I can turn this around. All I need is some time. You know, I'm going to figure this out. And then it just doesn't work. But this young lady has no intention of hooking up with any of these men. She is strictly going to get stuff for free. That's her only intention.
Mm-hmm. And she was saying, you know, if she meets someone she really likes, you know, she'd make an exception. But it sounds like she's just interested in casual dating and extracting resources, which, like, she doesn't sound like the nicest, most compassionate person. But also, if these guys are letting it happen, I can't really feel sorry for them. So,
yeah, you know, I don't disagree with that either. There's certainly some morality to it where you go, like, that's just a scummy move. But also, you know, you're not obligated to, if the guy's dumb enough to do it, you know, you're taking advantage of somebody who is, you know, kind of punch drunk with the thought of making sweet, sweet love to all these ladies.
Yeah, or at least one. Or at least moving in that direction.
Yeah.
Like, is a guy expecting to get laid on the first night? Probably not expecting, hoping, sure, but, you know, at least moving in that direction where date three or four, it's a done deal and you're in his bed.
Right.
And I think most guys accept that you kind of have to put in a certain amount of effort to get most women into bed with you. It may be 3 dates, it may be 2 months, it may be, you know, a date and a half, who knows? But, you know, I think most guys understand that they're going to have to put forth, you know, multiple efforts before they can cash in on their prize.
Yeah, but there is, you know, they're breaking that social contract that's been around for so long, you know, just putting it out there that there is nothing that's going to happen in that realm, that I'm just going to bleed you dry and then see you later.
Yeah, I mean, that's not very nice, but this is a big reason why I stopped doing dinner dates.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I made that one exception that one time, but I do low investment stuff because much like the girl who meets you for coffee is not going to feel obligated to sleep with you if you didn't even buy her coffee.
Right.
So she feels no pressure. You feel no pressure because you didn't spend any money on her. And I think it's actually a really great idea to meet somebody during the day. You're both sober. You know, you buy her coffee, you don't buy her coffee, whatever. It's a coffee. But I think that that's a really great way to make it seem like it is kind of more of a business transaction. You don't owe me anything. I don't owe you anything. But I stopped doing dinner dates because I would feel maybe not obligated to sleep with them, but, you know, to give them something in return. So in order to get myself out of that situation and that headspace, I started doing the more casual thing where I'd have one drink, maybe two tops. You know, I'm a 15, 20 buck date. That's it. Mm, you know, nothing
mm-hmm,
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's better.
How do you feel about it as a woman? I think it's immoral, but it's not wrong. that a lady does this to men. I think it's up to men not to be, you know, huckstered by these things. But how do you feel as a woman?
About what specifically?
About just the act of intentionally going out to bleed resources and not, you know, find love or, you know, bang or whatever.
So you don't think there's anything wrong with someone who, say a guy takes me out to a really nice dinner, to say I decide to go. I don't really like him. I'm not really attracted to him. Should I then feel obligated to sleep with him or do something like that? Or is it... And it wasn't that I wasn't looking for love. It's just that I didn't really like him.
But that's different. That's not what we're talking
just
about here.
Just making sure.
This is this lady who's just
intention
saying,
is to just bleed.
Yeah.
It's not nice. She's not breaking any laws. It's not a very compassionate... Like, if I was a guy and I saw that girl online, I'd be like, you know, F that B.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, she... These are people who are volunteering to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
So how can I feel bad for them?
Yeah, I just... You know, it's one thing that guys can really get... there's so much power. Yeah, there is a lot of power. I know there's a lot of claims that you know... women are certainly not powerless in society. There was that story, it was a Greek, one of these old stories where the men were fighting.
Troy, and, maybe?
No, it was like the myth of something or other. But the women said, we're not going to bang the dudes until they stop warring. So they just held out, and then the men stopped fighting. So there is, like, you know, not to say that that's the only realm where they hold power, but it is one thing that men just easily fall for is the opportunity. It's intoxicating to the point where it makes you do silly things, and a fool and his money there, or whoever's money, is quickly separated.
Yeah.
They go their own way.
Testosterone makes you do crazy stuff. You know, when you're really itching to get some, you'll do some stuff that may not be the smartest. Not that that's necessarily dumb. You know, some guys just like taking women out. They like the attention. Obviously, they'd like to sleep with her. And who's to say these guys aren't taking out, you know, other chicks as well and sleeping with them, you know? So, we don't know.
Yeah, it's a game. Again, immoral, not wrong. I think you're in the same boat. Immoral, not wrong.
What is the difference between those two words?
It's, you know that it's... You're taking advantage of somebody, which is not right. You know that you're intentionally deceiving somebody to get ahead. So it's not really, I mean, would you not call that, you wouldn't call that immoral?
Well, I'm curious about the distinction you're making between the two words, immoral and wrong.
Okay, so not wrong, it's fine because you're going into it, the woman's certainly not obligated to sleep with this
I
man.
I would say that it's indecent, not wrong. Decent. Like, it's not a nice, like, if someone doesn't hold the door open for me and, like, it's not wrong that they didn't do it, but if they close it in my face, it's indecent, if that makes sense.
Okay. Not nice. So you wouldn't go as far to say immoral?
No. I wouldn't say it's immoral. I would say it's indecent. I would say she's probably not a nice person, but I don't think it's wrong because these guys are volunteering to allow that to happen. Unless she lied to them and said, yes, I'm looking for a boyfriend. I'm looking for love. Let's see where this goes. Mm. Yeah, but if she's just like, let's meet up, and they're like, let me take you to Rococo or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's lots of little gray areas that I don't know all the details on.
Okay. So indecent, I'm going with immoral, honest saying indecent, and we're both saying not wrong. I think we found the title of this podcast for the week. You can get this podcast, by the way, audio only on iTunes, Spotify, RadioSaintPete.com, and many other places. HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Please subscribe to it, even if you watch the live streams. Share it on your feed. Say, hey, I like this show. This is cool. Or, you know, you don't have to say anything. Just click the share button. You know, that stuff really helps out. And it's a pleasure to have Anna back here today. Thank you, Anna. It was nice not to be rushed today because Anna didn't have to go to her jiu-jitsu class.
I got my my ass handed to me by a 13-year-old yesterday.
A woman or a man?
It was a girl, and her dad is my instructor. So he wanted to have a proud dad moment, which I call it.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, can roll with my daughter? And then he just gives her instruction as we're rolling, which is helpful for me, not because he's like, grab her head, and you're like, what the, no, she wasn't gonna do. So
didn't even take you to dinner first.
Didn't even take me to dinner. No, I pay him for, you know, the lessons. And then he to reward me, he gives me his daughter, who's just a machine, who's a murderer, an assassin, and embarrasses me. And then I'm in a situation where either I, A, hurt a kid, or B, get beat up by a preteen. So it's a lose-lose for me. It kind of reminds me when Hoppy fought that chick. Yeah. Or it's like, there's no winning. This is a lose in every direction. Every way. Yeah.
Even if you win, you lose.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So,
yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Yeah. So please subscribe to YouTube channel. We'll be back next week. Maybe Anna will be here. Maybe she'll be. Did you get your microphone working?
No, I sent it back.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific. We'll get, so hopefully we'll get that maybe hooked up by next week. Yeah, subscribe to YouTube, subscribe everywhere you can. And I appreciate the support. And there is a store, an HMB radio store, that's going to be gone real soon by August, because I can't afford to renew
no
that
more
thing.
Merch.
No more merch for a while
so
after
get your
that.
Merch now.
Please.
Get your
yeah.
merch now, people. I got a sweatshirt. My pops yep. has got a sweatshirt. Yep. You got a sweatshirt.
Yep. I wear it all the time.
Me too.
It's very
it's
comfortable.
My favorite one, honestly.
Yeah, it's really comfortable. It. I do enjoy it's cool it. Color. So, yeah, it's going to be limited edition until I can find some sort of printer that's not going to cost me a fortune to do that. So, yeah, get it while you can. Please, hmbradio.com/store. And if you want to kick in a couple shekels, hmbradio.com/donate. And with that, I say goodbye for one more week. Well, not really goodbye. You can catch me on the Bone 102.5 here in Tampa Bay on the Johnny B Show, 8 to 10 p.m., theboneonline.com. Otherwise, I will talk to you next week if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or podcast, hmbradio.com. If you're listening over on Radio St. Pete or Sunshine 96.7, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And I'll talk to you next week. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.